Okay, so first of all, welcome to LEMC to participate in this Chinese New Year's celebration. And 15 days has gone. I hope you spend the meaningful Chinese New Year. For me, I fall sick during Chinese New Year, but it's very meaningful for me because when I fall sick, my mind slowed down and I cannot engage in many activity and I started to reflect my own mistake, my own fault during so many years, whatever wrongs I have made. Then I feel this sickness that caused me to reflect my own mistake and fault is very awakening. Therefore, this Chinese New Year to me is very meaningful for me because I get to know my own mistake. I get to find out my own fault. I don't spend my time eating, enjoying, talking, or like ordinary people, celebrate. Therefore, to me, any difficulties, if we can fully use the difficulties, it becomes something very awakening. Okay. So, today what I'd like to share with you is not something about Dharma talk, but it's something very eye-opening. Okay, that is how to make us happy. How to make us happy. So, happiness is something very subjective, right? Some people think that if I have a stable income, I will be happy. Somebody think that if I can go travel all over the world, I will be very happy. Some people think that if my family can surround me, live together with the family, it will be a source of happiness. And somebody even think that having a cup of coffee bring happiness. Therefore, happiness is something very subjective. Okay. Now, let us see what the Harvard research has shown us in another perspective to see how to make us happy. Okay. So according to the research in Harvard University, and this research has carried out for years, not only short term, and this research has carried out across 80 countries. The question is how to make us happy. Okay. So, and the people, participants cover from high rank to the ordinary people. So it's very variety of people. And the research is very easy. They make call, random call. They call anyone randomly. So they ask three questions. Number one, are you happy now? First question, are you happy now? Second question, people say, oh, I'm very happy, I'm not happy, but most of the answer are, I am not happy. And then second question, what are you doing now? At this moment, when you receive my call, what are you doing now? Then they will say, I'm thinking here and there, I'm planning for future, I'm reflecting the past, or I'm focusing on my job, or whatever answer they give. Okay. Third question, are you paying full attention to the work you are doing now? Because before you receive the call, you are doing something, right? You are engaging in something. Are you paying full attention on what you are doing? And the answer, yes, no. Most of people say no. Okay. So after they collect all the data, then they analyze and make a conclusion. Okay. Most people are not happy. According to the data, most people are not happy. Why they are not happy? So they try to, from the data, those who say they are not happy, are those who are not paying attention to the work they do. In other words, those who are not happy are those who are restless because they do not pay full attention to the work they do. Therefore, they do not feel, they do not find inner peace, they do not find happiness, they do not find satisfaction. So as a conclusion, then this research from Harvard University found that most people are not happy. What is the cause of their unhappiness? You know the answer already, right? What's the cause of their unhappiness? Restlessness. Wandering mind. Restlessness. Restlessness is the main cause for their unhappiness. We never think about it, right? We never think about it. We thought not enough money, or quarrel with people, or you know, the life difficulties are the source of our unhappiness. In fact, it's not. It's not like that. It's the restlessness that causes unhappiness, that causes conflict in the mind. And those who pay full attention to the job, all of them reported they are happy. This is one of the reasons why we teach meditation, right? We teach meditation so that people can pay full attention on training the mind to pay full attention on one object. That themselves is inner peace. That themselves is happiness. That themselves is satisfaction. So this research is very famous and very eye-opening to understand what is happiness in another perspective, not the way we always think. Money gives us happiness. And according to this research, those who have enough income to cover their bill, their car, their insurance, enough income to have enough food, lodging, and cover all the expenses in daily life, then the conclusion is extra money will not bring happiness to them. In other words, you know, if your income can cover all your expenses in your life, they still have not much worry about, you know, not enough money to pay for the bill, then if you earn more than that, that extra money will never bring you happiness. That's according to that research. You know, you in a Western country, they don't simply come up with conclusion. Everything has to go through research and collect all the data. Okay, therefore, this is another perspective for us to define what is happiness. Okay. Another research, which is even more eye-opening, is that research done at 2014. And the person, there are many participants, and the people put a group of people into room, single room, empty room. One person occupied one empty room with one chair only. And each person stayed in that empty room for 15 minutes without telephone, without anything with them. Just empty room with one chair, no telephone at all. And keep them, each person, one room for 15 minutes. After 15 minutes, then everybody come out from the room and they ask, what do you feel? In that empty room for 15 minutes, what do you feel? Okay, now you can imagine yourself, you put yourself in this empty room, nothing, no telephone at all, no communication, nobody talk to you for 15 minutes. Now you try to imagine, after 15 minutes you come out from that empty room, what do you feel? Can somebody share? Imagine, use your imagination. Miserable, boring, stressful. So they all report, miserable, boring, anxiety, you know, all the negative emotions. Okay, this is the first experiment. Then second experiment, after that, they change them to another room with electric shock. They put in the room, each one room, but got electric shock. From time to time, they will press the button, the organizer will press the button, and the participant will get electric shock, okay, from time to time. Also, for 15 minutes. So after 15 minutes, so many get the electric shock, right? Then they ask, what do you feel? What do you feel? Then many people say that, oh my goodness, it's so painful. It's so terrible. It's so miserable. And some people say, I will pay money not to have this type of experience again in my life. No matter how much money I have to pay, I will pay not to have this type of experience in my life. This is the answer. Okay? Now the last experiment, there are three experiments. The last experiment, they play some trick. The organizer play some trick. They put this all these participants in the same empty room. The first experiment, they are placed in an empty room, right? But this time they put one button inside the empty room. This button is to get electricity shock. And they told them, you sit in the room for 15 minutes, same thing, same time, 15 minutes. And you have the option to get the electric shock, or you completely don't want the electric shock, you don't have to press the button. You have you are free to do what you want. You have option whether to press the button to get the electric shock or no. And the answer is very frightening. So within this 15 minutes, we see how many percent of people press the button in order to get electric shock. 66 male men press the button in order to get electric shock. Before that, they complain so much, the electric shock is so painful, so miserable, they even want to pay a big sum of money not to get that shock again. But now, they're willing to press the button. 66% of men. And 25% or 22% of female press the button. And many of them press the button more than one time. Okay? And there's one guy press the button 199 times. 199 times to get the electric shock. And the organizer told them, even you press the button, you will not make shock the time. You still have to stay there for 15 minutes. Even you press button, time will not become shorter for you. However, you see, 66% of men press the button, and many press button more than one time, and some even press 199 times. Okay, now the conclusion is, what does it mean? Why on earth this person press the button? Why on earth they press the button? Okay, I want you to share. I want you to voice out. What do you think? Why on earth they press the button? Too boring? But you prefer to get electric shock, which you hate very much, right? Nobody wants to get electric shock. Okay, what do you think? Why on earth they press the button for more than one time? I mean thinking is more painful. Thinking or restlessness, doing nothing is more painful than get electricity shock. Do you mean that? Okay, what other answer? What else? What do you think? Okay, now suppose you are placed in that room, and you have gone through the three experiments. First, stay in the empty room, doing nothing. Second, people press the button for you, so you get electric shock from time to time. And third experiment, you have your freedom, whether to press the button or not, up to you. So what will you do? Will you press the button? Yes, you will press the button. Who else will press the button? No one will press the button. You will not press the button. You want to press the button. Okay, can you tell me why you want to press the button? Okay. Oh, so that the tone can make you alert now. Okay. Nina, why you want to press the button?
Oh,
just for this reason now. But it should be the same one. One is people press for you, and another one you press on your own. Curiosity. Okay, who else will press the button? Next time I will arrange such experiment for you, okay? So this the experiment come up with conclusion. As what the leader say, huh? Doing nothing and the mindlessness, you know, thinking this and that for 15 minutes is much more painful. Much more painful than get electric shock. So they willing to press again and again to get an electric shock rather than the mind cannot handle the restlessness. The mind cannot handle the, you know, wandering here and there, which is cause so much pain in the heart. So this experiment carry with the first experiment. Now, the research come from Harvard University say that most people are not happy because of restlessness. And the second experiment, they prefer invite pain to themselves rather than stay 15 minutes and the mind go wild, running here and there, wander here and there, and without doing anything. That appeal to them is more painful. This is the reason we should thank Buddhism. Buddhism gives us a training called meditation, to train our mind to be focused on one object. That you may not feel the happiness, but if you are put in this experiment, you will appreciate how valuable is meditation, mental training that pacify your mind, that give you inner peace, inner satisfaction, and inner contentment, and living at the pleasant moment. We may not understand living in the present moment is very peaceful, it's very satisfaction, unless you go through that type of experiment. Then you will appreciate more the Buddhist mental training for focus, mental training for calming down your mind. Therefore, in our Buddhism, there's one which is very popular in USA, is called mindfulness training. Mindfulness means you keep your mind at the present moment. You pay attention fully on what you are doing. For me, for example, I like to write my book for two reasons. One is that I want to impart my knowledge to the Buddhists, and to me it's a gift for the world, for Buddhist world. And second point, who motivate me to write is when I write my book, my mind is fully concentrated, fully absorbed in my writing. At that time, I feel satisfaction, I feel peace, I feel contentment, which I cannot get from worldly gain, which I cannot get from worldly offering to me. That type of fully absorbed in the work you do give me a lot of peace, happiness, and contentment. So it's part of my happiness. Therefore, so I when I check my experience with the all this experiment, I 100% agree that when you pay full attention to the work you do, you have peace, happiness, satisfaction. Same as what the experiment, these two research trying to tell you. Therefore, I feel that all of you are the Buddhists. You are very blessed being a Buddhist because you are giving free the various method to train your mind. When you train your mind not to restless, train your mind to be focused, it itself is highest blessing. It itself is happiness. It itself is contentment. And you don't have to invite industry shock on yourself. Right? You don't have to go through all this painful electric shock that shows that how empty is your mind, how restless is your mind. Only then you need external impingement so that your mind will not be restless. That is, I think, is inviting pain to oneself, which is not necessary. With Buddhism has very proper way of training the mind to make yourself happy. Therefore, so my today's talk is very simple, but to me, it's very eye-opening. Although I already know, focus, the mind will make myself happy. But I just want to convince all of you through all this experiment to awaken you that to spend more time to train your mind. That you can find inner happiness, contentment, satisfaction that money cannot give you. Thank you. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.